1 Kings chapter 16. And the word of Jehovah came to Jehu the son of Hanani against Baasha, saying, For as much as I exalted thee out of the dust, and made thee prince over my people Israel, and thou hast walked in the way of Jeroboam, and hast made my people Israel to sin, provoking me to anger with their sins, behold, I will take away Baasha and his house, and will make thy house like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat. Him that dieth of Baasha in the city shall the dogs eat, and him that dieth of his in the field shall the fowl of the heavens eat. And the rest of the acts of Baasha, and what he did, and his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? And Baasha slept with his fathers, and was buried in Tirzah, and Elah his son reigned in his stead. And also through the prophet Jehu the son of Hanani, the word of Jehovah came against Baasha and against his house, even for all the evil that he did in the sight of Jehovah, provoking him to anger with the work of his hands, in being like the house of Jeroboam, and because he had smitten him. In the 26th year of Asa king of Judah, Elah the son of Baasha began to reign over Israel in Tirzah for 2 years. And his servant Zimri, captain of half his chariots, conspired against him. And he was in Tirzah, drinking himself drunk in the house of Arza, who was the steward of his house in Tirzah. And Zimri went in and smote him, and killed him, in the 27th year of Asa king of Judah, and he reigned in his stead. And it came to pass when he began to reign, as soon as he sat on his throne, he slew all the house of Baasha. He left him not a male, neither of his kinsmen nor of his friends. And Zimri destroyed all the house of Baasha according to the word of Jehovah, which he spoke against Baasha through Jehu the prophet, for all the sins of Baasha and all the sins of Elah his son, which they sinned, and wherewith they made Israel to sin, provoking Jehovah the God of Israel to anger with their vanities. And the rest of the acts of Elah and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? In the 27th year of Asa king of Judah, Zimri reigned 7 days in Tirzah. Now the people were encamped against Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines. And the people that were encamped heard say, Zimri has conspired, and has also smitten the king. And all Israel made Omri, the captain of the host, king over Israel that day in the camp. And Omri went up from Gibbethon, and all Israel with him, and they besieged Tirzah. And it came to pass, when Zimri saw that the city was taken, that he went into the citadel of the king's house, and burned the king's house over him with fire. And he died for his sins which he sinned in doing evil in the sight of Jehovah, in walking in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sin which he did, making Israel to sin. And the rest of the acts of Zimri, and his conspiracy which he wrought, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? Then were the people of Israel divided into two parts. Half of the people followed Tibni the son of Ginath to make him king, and half followed Omri. But the people that followed Omri overcame the people that followed Tibni the son of Ginath, and Tibni died, and Omri reigned. In the 31st year of Asa king of Judah, Omri began to reign over Israel, 12 years, and he reigned 6 years in Tirzah. And he bought the hill Samaria of Shemer for 2 talents of silver, and built on the hill, and called the name of the city that he built after the name of Shemer, owner of the hill, Samaria. And Omri wrought evil in the sight of Jehovah, and did worse than all that were before him. And he walked in all the way of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and in his sins wherewith he made Israel to sin, provoking Jehovah the God of Israel to anger with their vanities. And the rest of the acts of Omri, what he did, and his might which he showed, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? And Omri slept with his fathers, and was buried in Samaria, and Ahab his son reigned in his stead. And Ahab the son of Omri began to reign over Israel in the 38th year of Asa king of Judah, and Ahab the son of Omri reigned over Israel in Samaria 22 years. And Ahab the son of Omri wrought evil in the sight of Jehovah more than all that were before him. And it came to pass, as if it was a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, that he took as wife Jezebel the daughter of Ethbaal king of the Zidonians. And he went and served Baal and worshipped him. And he reared up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal which he built in Samaria. And Ahab made the Asherah, and Ahab did more to provoke Jehovah the God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him. In his days, Hiel the Bethelite built Jericho. He laid its foundation in Abiram his firstborn, and set up its gates in Segub his youngest, according to the word of Jehovah which he spoke through Joshua the son of Nun,